Not another remarkable fall from grace. Just 3 months after he resigned from Congress, Jesse Jackson Jr. is preparing to plead guilty to a criminal conspiracy charge. Prosecutors say the Illinois Democrat misused $750,000 in campaign funds to buy a Rolex watch, mink coats, sports memorabilia. His wife, Sandy, will plead guilty to a tax charge for failing to report that money to the IRS. NPR's Carrie Johnson has the story.
Jesse Jackson Jr. spent 17 years building a political career on Capitol Hill and trying to build an identity in the shadow of his father as civil rights hero. Even yesterday, as Jackson Jr. acknowledged he had broken the law, he seemed to have legacy on his mind. In a written statement, he apologized and said he hoped he'll be remembered for the things he did right. Melanie Sloan leads the group Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington.
Just out-and-out theft. I mean, campaign funds are not meant to be spent on minks and Rolex watches. People donate money to campaigns so that members and candidates who share their values and ideas will be elected to Congress and then serve their interests.
The Justice Department wants that money back. It's asking a judge to force the Jacksons to turn over a jaw-dropping list of items. A fedora once owned by Michael Jackson, memorabilia from Bruce Lee and Jimi Hendrix, and mink capes and fur parkas. Jackson could spend about 4 years in prison if a judge accepts the plea deal. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News.